Well, I must be the first elven girl you've brought back to your room. The villagers look at me like they've never seen a high elf before. And those human girls at the inn downstairs, they looked at me with such anger. Are they that upset that I'm taking one of their males away from them? Oh, I don't mind at all. Trust me. Is this your room? It's so delightfully human. Dirty floors. Walls made out of dead wood and broken stone. Crudely made furniture. Roughly woven fabrics. Is this cotton? So different than the silks and other soft materials that I'm used to. And the smell. So much humanness concentrated in a small area. No, that's not a bad thing. At least for me. I love how it smells. Almost animal, but still a little familiar. It's what drove me to walk up to you as you traveled down the road. If the wind had been blowing differently, we may never have met. And I may never have convinced you to bring me here. No, that's okay. You don't need to clean yourself at all. In fact, please don't. I love the smell of the road and of... Is that... sweat? Our people don't sweat. Or smell of much other than flowers and nature. Even the men. Especially the men. And what's the use of you cleaning yourself up when it's my intention to dirty you up again? Oh, I knew what I was getting into when I came here. We elven lasses are warned at a very young age about how much more lustful you human men are than ours. Our men are so restrained and petite and, well, very beautiful, but sometimes some elven girls want someone rugged and handsome instead, even if Father would disapprove. Or maybe because Father would disapprove. Oh, I'm not here to make my father mad. Well, not entirely. Or at least not anymore. I've wanted to experience a human male for some time now. A decade, actually. Although it's only in the last year or so that I've become old enough to be allowed to venture out from our city unaccompanied. And out from my father's watchful eyes. No, I'm an adult among my people now, and twice your age, despite how old the two of us look. And while my father may not like the lover I've chosen, he will not do more than frown at me. Our men are very good at frowning. Now, show me what your men are good at. Take off that armor, those poorly woven garments. Let my nimble little hands help you, my lovely human stallion. Oh, look at the fur. Sorry, I mean hair. All over your body. Unlike our men, their bodies are almost as smooth and hairless as mine. See? I can remove my dress while you finish disrobing. Oh, my... That's your cock? Is that the proper human word? You have so many wonderful words for things like that. I'd heard rumors of how big your men were, but I thought they were just stories. May I touch it? I've caught glimpses of elven cocks before. They were nothing like this. They were small and pretty like them. But this human cock, it's almost scary. Like you. And it gets even bigger, doesn't it? isn't it? Please, take me now. I've been getting more and more excited since I first smelled you and walked up to talk to you. Hornier and hornier during our trip here. I want you to make rough human love to me. I want to be spoiled for elven men and for elven marriage. I want to break our taboos by mating outside of our race and outside of marriage. No. Elves only mate face to face. It's the only position we use. I want something different. I want my human stallion to take me from behind. I want the feel of the scratchy sheets of your bed between my hands and my knees. As you... fuck. Is that the right word? Oh, I love the richness of your language. Elves have 27 words for moonlight, but only so few for sexual things. How I'm trembling as you kneel behind me. It's passion and anticipation and a little fear. But don't be gentle. Conquer my body like your people conquer nature. Bend me like your kind bends the lands to its needs. Go on. It will fit. It must fit. Even if it's made for far smaller. I need my human lover's giant cock in me now. Yes, my fantasies have come true. I'm mating with a human man, and so much better and bigger than I imagined. Please keep going. If I wanted tenderness and patience, I just stayed at home and married who I was supposed to. Oh, your strong hands on my little waist, holding me in my place so effortlessly. You ravaged my elven pussy with your human cock. Am I better than the human women? Tighter? Will they be jealous when they hear my cries and moans? More. Give me more. Treat me like the forests and the fields and the wild creatures. Tame me. Make me into your elven slut. Ooh. That word, slut, doesn't even translate into our language. But my mind has long been polluted by your language. Just as my body is defiled by your cock. Both in my mind and my body. If only my father could see me like this, meeting out of wedlock with a human. Ooh, harder, please. Getting so close. And I'm not going to orgasm quietly like a proper elfin girl. I'm going to be loud and wanton like your human girls, like an animal. I want the full human experience. That's it. I'm almost there. Make me come soon. Let me come, please. Me, a half-elf baby, and me. I want to go home with your arm around me and my belly full of your child. Ooh. That's it. See me. Filthy, meaty human skin into me, please. Fuck. Oh, oh. Around me, your smell so close to me. I'm your woman now, your slut. I will even do things for you that those human girls will not, if you just ask. I want to give you all the half-breed children you want, whether it be in marriage or not. I'm yours for the rest of your brief human life. I won't care if you get older, if you don't mind that I don't. That's just the way I want it.